You know, we're just talking with Jim Haney about deer hunting in Minnesota. Jim hasn't gotten his deer yet, hasn't shot his deer yet. But if you look at our Show Us Your Rack page at KFGO.com, how's that for a segue? All kinds of deer that have been shot by our listeners of KFGO, and they are there in some great photographs, and they are there in the adult division and in the kids division. Now, what am I talking about? Jack Michael's looking at me right now like, what are you talking about? It's a deer hunting contest. It is a contest where you send us your photos of a deer, a buck, a doe, doesn't matter, that you or your kids or your uncle or your nephew or your niece have shot, and then you are entered in a contest, the Show Us Your Rack contest. The photos are posted on the webpage that we have at KFGO.com. You can vote on them. You, the listeners, you, the viewers at KFGO.com, get to vote on which you think are the best photographs. Okay? So theoretically, let's say, I could upload a photo of me having shot a deer, which I don't deer hunt, but I could do that, and then I could go on there and vote for myself. And I could call my cousins and say, hey, go vote for me at KFGO.com so I win these prizes. I could call up Jack Michaels and Tate McNamara and Pinto Gunderson and Paul Juergens and Joel Heitkamp and say, hey, go to KFGO.com and vote for me. Just click on my name and I'll win. Okay? So if you are a winner of the contest, either the adult division or the kids division, there's two different divisions, you're going to win some great prizes. First place is going to win ribs for a year from Famous Dave's Barbecue in Fargo. Ribs for a year. Something that Jack Michaels can't eat.
Sauceless.
That's true. You just eat the meat. And number two, second place, wins $100 towards a processing from Meats by John and Wayne and $25 to Famous Dave's. So that's some great prizes, man. What are you shaking your head about?
These
Pinto
pictures right now, they're just some unbelievable bucks on there. Both divisions.
I like the one, the kids division, with the really small child standing next to the nice deer.
Oh.
Toward the bottom. Isn't that great?
Oh.
What's her name again?
If that doesn't melt your heart, Macy.
Macy from
Walcott at Grandpa's house.
Yes.
If that doesn't melt your heart.
Yes. Awesome.
This is like that commercial. Are you competing for the cutest kid right now? Yes.
Yes.
What place are you in? Kindergarten?
That's adorable.
That's adorable. this is how ingenious Mike McFeely is. You
yes.
turned this into a
And
mash,
if I would have yeah. come up with the idea, I would take
okay.
credit for it. But I didn't, and I won't. But thank you very much for it. So anyway, go to the Show Us Your Rack page at KFGO.com. Go to the homepage. On the right side of the homepage is a quick link that says Show Us Your Rack. Click on there. Enter your photo. Vote on all the other photos. Check out the pictures. It's great. We're going to have great fun with it. Contest ends what? November 28th, I believe it ends. So upload your pictures until then. The voice you heard were the resonant deep tones of professional broadcaster Jack Michaels. He is the sports director here at KFGO and hosts a program from noon to one on our brother station, 740 The Fan. Jack, you haven't been on my program for a while, and I'm sad to have you on now because it means somebody lost their job.
Yeah.
Chris Musman, head football coach at North Dakota. He was released from his duties today by athletic director Brian Faison. UND said they'll be looking for a brand new head coach in a national search. So it's a sad day, you being a friend of Mus.
Right.
Number one question, why? Why did this happen?
I think it was a culmination of a few things, Mike. I think certainly in college athletics, records play a factor. I think success or lack thereof plays a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that at some point during the course of the season, we can hear from Brian Faison here in a second. I think at some point during the season with this particular year, and Chris just signed a three-year deal. So he was in the first year of a three-year contract mm-hmm. with 2 years remaining on him. And I think when they looked at this season coming in and they thought, okay, Valpo at home, well, that's a Valpo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to get that. And he had home dates against South Dakota State. He had a lot of home dates against ranked opponents, but home dates. And I think going into this year, the administration probably felt they had a team that was solid in wide receivers. It was coming off an eligible year in the Big Sky where they were hoping to make another jump mm-hmm. in the Big Sky. So expectations, I thought, maybe not to speak for administration, but just from my standpoint, is that this year would be another step in that direction. Certainly with six home games and four road games only, that probably played a factor. So when it comes down to head coaching, I think that they wanted to see improvement. They wanted to see something well. And this year didn't happen. It was a tough season. You and I, you've been around the game long enough, and as a play-by-play announcer, you're with these guys in and out every week, and you're calling games, and you see, you know, a lapse on defense in 1 week, a lapse on offense in another week, special teams break down another week, and just see this wheel, this car starting to fall. And I think that probably started a little bit of the ball rolling.
And UND finished 3-8. And I got a chance this year for the first time in a lot of years, Jack, to sit and watch some games and see them unfold. And it, to me, it wasn't so much the wins and losses, because you can always say, well, okay, as you said, we're making improvement. Right. We're going the right direction. But the games that I saw, they weren't competitive in a couple of games. When they play a Montana, when they play a Montana State, when they play certain teams, UND just wasn't competing against those teams.
And yet you turn around, and the irony or coincidence in all of this, the one game that they maybe should have gotten, you mentioned they had two conference wins. The one game they played the toughest and it could have had was Eastern Washington. And they're going to be the top team in the Big Sky Conference, Mike. But I think it was a culmination of inconsistencies there, not just probably this season, but maybe in the last couple, about the fan base. And not that this should be a direct component on whether or not a coach stays, keeps his place.
But it plays a factor into it.
But it's another...
The last home game, how many fans were at the Alaris Center?
I think it was announced 5, but Mike Berg and I, my color, who I respect dearly, we sat upstairs and went, I don't know if that's the
25,
case.
Or, I heard I was like 2,500, 2,700 people.
So it's a combo. And does this all fall on Chris Mussman? Of course not. I mean, you have to get the players. Chris Mussman's an excellent football player. Played at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. The guy knows football. He comes, his boys play football. He's been around. It was an offensive line coach in 99. Certainly would have been given that job had he not been able to be a football coach and knowledgeable. But I think you just saw the oil start leaking in various departments. It kind of led to a team. The structure maybe started falling apart a little bit. And this led to it. And Brian Faison talked a little bit about that this wasn't made, this decision wasn't made overnight.
That's kind of come to developed over the last several weeks. So it's, and obviously I had to have some conversation with lots of internal, but particularly with the conversation with President Kelly, but to move forward. But, I think it's the kind of situation kind of evolved over time.
And that's a fair assessment. I mean, it wasn't a snap decision. It wasn't any one thing. It was what we were talking about. You have to win football games. And if you're not winning football games, you have to be moving forward and you have to be competitive. Right. And I just didn't see that. And the other part of it is, and you're much closer to it than I am, but I'm not sure, Jack, that the base is there going forward either. I'm not sure that the players coming up, I'm not sure that what's on the sidelines not playing this year because they're sophomores or redshirt freshmen. I'm not sure that if the administration looks at it objectively, they look at what's coming forward and say, okay, next year is going to be a much stronger year. Okay, 2 years from now, we're going to have a team that's going to be able to compete guys, for the Big Sky Conference. I don't think that's happened either, and that played into to letting Musk go too.
I'm sure it did too. Now, you have two redshirt freshman quarterbacks that can be developed. Ryan Bartles came on light. He's from Sycamore, Illinois. The other young man's from right down the road here, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and Joe Mulberg. Joe, again, redshirt freshman, how much can you expect out of him? Had his moments, man, didn't have his moments. You know, it's typical of that. You got some good underclassmen receivers that I think are going to be fine. Got a couple of defensive linemen, Mike. But, you know, you're sitting here 72 miles from Fargo, North Dakota. North Dakota State is at its pinnacle right now. I mean, it is. We can't argue with
only
that.
Only place to go is down for NDSU right now.
Right. I mean, they are at the top. So now you're in the back. You're in the shadows of that, what's going on. Are you winning the recruiting battle?
No.
With North Dakota State?
No.
You walk into pockets of Minneapolis St. Paul, and now, you know, North Dakota State has certainly picked the pockets well of Minneapolis St. Paul. And by the way, Gophers program is now on the rise too. So all of a sudden your connections that way get a little bit tougher. You certainly can't go west, because any young boy, strapping boy growing up in Montana is playing for one of two schools if they can. That's in Bozeman and Missoula. So now Montana becomes tough. Now in the recruiting basis, and North Dakota's gone through a few different recruiting coordinators, Mike, in the last several years. So you see that change in not consistency in the recruiting coordination role mixed with everything we just talked about. And to your point you just made, you'd like to think that you have a couple of guys to work with, but it's going to be a chore. Whoever they go get is going to have to be a go-getter.
And that's the next question is where do they go next? And you asked Brian Faison, what's he looking for in the next head football coach at UND?
We need to get the best candidate with the best fit for the program. There's a lot of great things going on. I mean, there's a solid group of young men that'll be returning. You've got the High Performance Center coming online in the fall, which is huge, and will position us, I think, even better in terms of the recruitment process, but also in terms of our ability to develop our student athletes to the best of their abilities as well.
What did you take out of that cut? Now, I had about a 10-minute conversation with Brian today.
Well,
what did you take out of that?
I took out of that it's going to be a national search, and that I'm not sure that he has any – any preconceived notions. And he can't have any preconceived notions. He was selling the fact correctly that, that UND is going to have a great indoor practice facility. Mm-hmm. The facilities will not be a problem. Other than that, I think it's pretty much open. A couple names have popped into my head,
and
you're much closer than I am, but a couple names. Number one, you may take this for what it's worth, Glenn Caruso, St. Thomas head coach, MIAC, coached at North Dakota State under Bob Babich. Oh, by the way,
got his degree at NDSU.
Was the recruiter, not Bob Babich, Glenn Caruso was the recruiter responsible for bringing in Steve Walker, Joe Mays, Mike Dragosevich, and others. Repeat, Steve Walker, Joe Mays into NDSU. Glenn Caruso did that 100%. Babich had little, if anything, to do with that. I thought of Glenn Caruso, number one.
Took over at Tommy's program, by the way, that I think was 2-7.
Yes,
seven,
and
two
he's winning like crazy at St. Thomas.
Flipped that script, yes.
Second guy, and we got to go here in a couple of minutes. Brooks Bollinger. Any chance that somebody like that goes to Grand Forks?
Brooks Bollinger, currently the quarterback's coach at Pitt. That is the name that, while I'm around UND circles, Mike, that is the name that, that kept coming up. I think at one time Brooks heard his name coming up and tried to douse that because out of respect to the current coaching staff. That is one. I will throw another one at you, and I don't know if these guys do or not. I don't know if you go and pick Southern Illinois staff apart. I don't know if you go and lay a contract out in front of Bubba Schweigert and say, you know what, UND built its tradition and house on defense. Bubba, here's a contract.
Do it the right way.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to go quarterbacks coaching a guy that played in the NFL and a good leader of men in Randy Hedberg, who's about as salt-of-the-earth guy, cut from the same type of cloth as a Dale Lennon, who is now the quarterbacks coach at Southern Illinois under Dale Lennon. You go grab a North Dakota native and Randy Hedberg. These are a couple things that come out. I think Glenn Caruso is a tremendous name. I think he has proven. I think he's hungry. Does he want it? What's the pay going to be? What's it going to cost to do that? Remember, now, Chris Musman didn't just lose his job today. Potentially 10, 11, 12 guys did, which is sad about the business. And I will firmly say that I'm sure that the national search, we mentioned some names, Mike. I turn my hat now when I go to Bison basketball here soon with women. I think a good, strong UND program only helps the Red River Valley in football with North Dakota State. That's what I want to see again is that competition. Agree?
It is a long road, though.
UND
is 5 to 10 years behind where NDSU is right now, and they have a long road to get there. We have plenty of time to talk about it. Jack, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Jack Michael, sports director at KFGO.